Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Thursday, September 18th, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. A couple of highlights for the day today is as one coronal hole moves out, the new one moves into geo-effective position. We don't have to worry about it today or tomorrow, but soon afterwards, it will be on our radar, and I will be talking more about that. Also, chunky, clunky, and not done yet with the harmonization yesterday should have been a little bit more harmonizing, and we were able to get to that about after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but it was certainly chunky and clunky prior to that, which I'll talk about when I go through the Schumann report. And we do have that partial solar eclipse that's coming up, which will be visible in the southern hemisphere around 1:29 EDT, and that is on September 21st. So we won't really see that too much here in the northern hemisphere, but as we know, these events, even though they're in different hemispheres, we may not necessarily always see them. However, we can feel them, and these eclipses really do seem to be having more of a collective impact. All right, let's talk about the activity on the sun. Well, we did have 10 C-class flares, and the closest that we got to any type of potency was a C2.8. I really thought we were going to get up a little bit higher yesterday because we had all those additional sunspots than we had the day before, but it just, the power just wasn't really there. And the largest one, like I said, was a C2.8. That was from Area 4223 around 8:04 p.m. last night. And the rest of those flares were smaller, and we have 4216 and 4220 contributing. Those sunspot regions were the ones that were contributing to that activity, that low activity in the C range yesterday into this morning. And by the way, when I do this, I do 24 hours, so it's based on, let's say, 8 a.m. yesterday to 8 a.m. today. That's usually how it goes. I don't stop at midnight. When speaking of the days, it's really just a continuous 24 hours. All right, sunspots. Well, we dropped to 6, so we had a little bit more yesterday, but then dropped to 6. And two of those are beta right now, and 4126 is the only one that's actually showing beta-gamma complexity right now, and the rest are actually more simple. Solar wind, well, it is currently at 524 kilometers per second. So it's still moderate. It's still pumping. It's still kicking. But the high that we had yesterday was 679 kilometers per second. So as you can see, this continued drop down. Sometimes we get a couple little peaks, but it does seem to be that it is continued weakening, and we can expect more of that as well. The interplanetary magnetic field was weakened in the last 24 hours, and it bobbled between a northward and southward, and currently it's northward as of last check, which, by the way, is normal for the field to do that, meaning it doesn't have to armor itself up so much to deal with that solar wind that's coming in. So as the solar wind eases up, then you see the IMF begin to ease up a bit. Geomagnetic conditions, well, we didn't get above KP3 yesterday, so some of that storming that may have come in didn't really happen, and we have been quiet to unsettled in the last 24 hours between 1 and 3, and we're currently at KP2, so it's minorly unsettled this morning. And potential forecasts that we have is solar flares are 35% in the M-class range. In the KP, we can expect to have quiet to unsettled conditions for the rest of the day and a continued decrease in the solar wind. And the Schumann, well, as some of you heard the report yesterday, that it was supposed to be more of this harmonization. Well, we got to harmonization, but it was about after 1 p.m. Eastern time yesterday. We did see these major energetic bursts from 10 a.m. till about 1 p.m. Eastern yesterday. So this may have been disruptive, but potentially activating for you, depending upon what came in. It's almost like a collective clearing pulse There's we you know, when looking at the chart, what was going on, it was sharp, it was energetic, and also this can pop up our intuition in these moments. We can have heightened intuition. Also, your nervous system can get charged. You may have even felt a bit irritable, but when it stopped and it was abrupt, by 1 p.m. it was like done. You may have experienced a crash of fatigue when it stopped. And I did hear that from people yesterday. It's like, okay, what's going on? You know, why did I feel so tired at around 1 o'clock? I just got really tired. Well, that's because there was a strong pulse of energy that came in for 3 hours, and that pretty much took over. And when it was done, it was like it left the building, it left your body, and probably left your mind. And maybe you felt like taking a nap, but if you were able to work through it, good for you. So now what we have as of 1 p.m. yesterday, continuing now through this morning, really quieter conditions. It's more stable, more supportive for grounding and recovery without this major charge. So here we are. We're really at this harmonization now. There was this little bump in the road yesterday and in the late morning in order to get to that harmonization. So if you felt that yesterday, totally normal. And in reviewing some of the other information, looking at the solar wind and looking at what the BZ was doing, you know, it wasn't a complete one-to-one. So you can't say that that was entirely caused from the solar wind or the geomagnetic activity. You know, again, there could have been additional energy from the collective clearing out potentially because of this eclipse as well. So I don't like to always say definitely what it is, but you know, these are some possibilities because we know that this last eclipse was the full moon solar eclipse was something that people really, really, really felt. So I wouldn't be surprised if the one that we have coming up on the 21st may have been contributing to that as it relates to some of this clearing out. Well, I'm going to make this a little bit quicker today. I felt like yesterday was a bit of a thesis, so you're owed a shorter one today. Here's our wisdom drop. Hard times can and should produce access to the larger parts of ourselves, a wider door access to our soul and spirit. This is the breath in and out of life, the contraction and the expansion. Please head over to iatevolve.substack.com. You can comment or ask questions or even just click like. I know a lot of you listen, so please feel free to do that. And remember, you were designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.